This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
In the body of Christ, wow. Well, like I say, when I started teaching in my Baptist church that Jesus was the healer, and that he still did magnificent, wonderful healings, they had a real, real hard time with it. And they still do. But then when I started teaching that you don't have to be sick no more, I mean, and based everything around what the Word says, they had a real problem with that. So when we go on what Paul was talking about into the greater things, we're going to leave these little tiny things. We're going to leave those. In fact, let me read that to you one more time. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And I want to read that to you, what he says there. And you'll see what I'm talking about when I talk about this. You'll get some kind of an idea. Hebrews chapter 6. Goodness. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us tonight. Bless everything we do as we talk about faith and how it works. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the privilege to get into your word. Now, Lord, we take authority over every evil spirit that would even think about blinding our mind to the truth of the Word of God. And Lord, we ask you to reveal to us the truth of this Word by the Holy Spirit. Because you said the Holy Spirit will be our teacher in these last days under this new covenant. So Lord, we praise you and thank you for the Holy Ghost, which every one of us have. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, before I do that, let me take that and lay that down and put all this stuff down and put my telephone on silent, because it goes off at the most inopportune time. So if you have a cell phone, you might want to put it on silent or vibrate or something, because they do have a tendency to go off. Now then, let me start up just a few verses up and see what Paul's saying, or well, the writer of Hebrews. I think it was Paul, but it might not have been. But Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." In other words, he's got a lot of things he wants to say. But he said, you know, you don't hear very well. You know, sometimes I give you, now you women will know exactly where I'm coming from, because I know how men are. And I know you women are going to probably all agree with me. It's amazing how many times Cheryl looks me right in the eye and tells me something, and the next day I don't remember a thing she said. I knew you girls would all be in agreement with that. I mean, is that the way us guys are, Shelly? Yours is like that too, huh? Okay. So see, unfortunate. See, you girls will look us right in the eye and say, "Honey, I'm going to do this, 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 and this." And you say, "Okay, no problem." And then tomorrow she says something bad and you say, "I didn't know nothing about that." I mean, it's just the way guys are. Girls, y'all just give me a break. Us guys, we're just that way. You know, we're just that way. So just, and that's why God said in the Word, every time when he's talking, he always said, "Saul, Saul," or "Samuel, Samuel." When he's talking to men, he always called their name twice so they'd get it. So that's just the way we are. You know, so you got to tell us that. And if you really want to know whether we heard it or not, when you get through telling us whatever it is you want to tell us, then make sure and say, "Honey, did you hear me?" "Yeah, I heard you." "Well, then would you mind repeating what I said?" "Well, I don't want to tell you what you just said." "Well, I'd love for you to repeat it." "Well, okay. And if I got to repeat it, maybe you ought to tell me one more time so I can repeat it."
And then
we're listening. Now then we're going to have to repeat it back, so now you got our attention. Now, I'm not going to ask you girls to hold up your hand, but I think every one of you got a husband just like that that's got a husband. Because that's the way men are. Unfortunately, that's the way we are. We are dull of hearing, but I'm going to tell you, the men are not the only ones that's dull of hearing when it comes to the Word of God. You know, that devil is blinding our mind, and the writer here of Hebrews is saying, "Of whom we have many things to say And some of them are hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull or slow of hearing. Well, to go where the writer of the book of Hebrews wants us to go, you're going to have to sharpen your ears. You're going to have to start listening. You're going to have to believe what he says. Because this book is a wonderful, powerful book. He says, for when for the time you ought to be teachers. In other words, all this time you've been Christians. He said, every one of you ought to be teachers. But he says, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the Word of God. The first principles. I mean, back down to basics. I mean, starting out from ground zero. He says, which the first principles of the Word of God are the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Milk. Milk Christians. That's where most of us are. I've stayed there many a year. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, you want to know how many people in a church today meet that criteria? The majority of them. You know how I know that? Because let's take when I was a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, I mean, working in the church, doing everything, loved God with all my heart. I mean, I studied the Bible once in a while to teach my Bible study classes on Sunday, but I was not retaining any of the Word, and I wasn't learning anything that was powerful. Really, I wasn't, because I just wasn't. And somebody might walk up to me and say, would you quote me your favorite 100 verses? You know what I would have done? I'd have said, you must have fell out of a tree on your head. 100 verses? There ain't nobody knows 100 verses in the Word of God. Well, let me tell you, if you don't know at least 100, if you couldn't sit down and write out 100 verses in God's Word, or you couldn't sit down and start talking with people and come up with at least 100 verses, you don't have nothing hidden in your heart. This book got thousands of verses in it. Tens of thousands. 100's nothing. But the average Christian, just like I was most of my life, never led anybody to Jesus. I mean, if Paul had come in and started talking these things about healing, I mean, if God hadn't come to me in 1977 and started speaking to me in an audible voice and teaching me what he's taught me since 1977, one-on-one between he and I'm telling you, I'd still be that dull, dead Southern Baptist deacon. I'd still be there. But God had something for me. And boy, am I grateful. Oh, am I grateful. He has changed my life forever. But it says here, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat, there's that sirloin steak. I mean, T-bone. There's that good stuff. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Your first question, whenever I was today picking up some parts over in Louisville, and I went in this place, and a gentleman came in, and when he walked in, sat down on a stool right beside me there at the counter, I looked around, and I said, hi. I said, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm great. How are you? I said, I'm absolutely magnificently wonderful, but I'm rapidly improving. He said, how are you doing? I said, I am absolutely magnificently wonderful, but I am rapidly improving. He says, wow, why are you in such good shape? I said, because I know Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Do you know him? He said, well, yeah, but obviously not like that. I said, well, boy, you need to know him like that. He's really an awesome God. And so while they're getting our stuff together over the next, I must have been there 20 or 30 minutes. He had some hoses to be made, and I was having some fittings made. So I was there for at least 20 or 30 minutes at least, and he and I talked about the Word. So they got his stuff, and he left. And then he come got my stuff, and I left. And when I walked out the door, I heard somebody say, sir. And I turned and looked, and it was that gentleman. And I said, how can I help you? He came over and he said, "It's obvious you have studied the Bible." He said, "Would you pray for my girlfriend?" I said, "What's wrong with her?" He began to tell me. I said, "Are you and your girlfriend living in any kind of sin?" He said, "No." I said, "Okay. Then I will pray for you." See, people do not realize that as Christians, if we're living in sin, it's hard to get anything done. You know that, don't you, Katie? When you've repented of your sins, then you can come ask God for something. Man, He'll just do awesome things for you, won't He? That's the secret. We got to realize that once we get our sins repented of, then we're clean. Boy, isn't that something? I mean, you can be as filthy as rags, and He won't hear a thing you say. And you can say, "Lord, forgive me for this by the blood of Jesus." And He'll say, "Whoa." And He said, "Yeah, now, son, come on in and ask me what you want." And that makes it wonderful, doesn't it? Amen. He puts your sins as far as the east is from the west under this new covenant we got. I get saved. But we don't understand what faith is. Well, let me tell you, if what we're going to leave, if you understood all this, is what. But in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, I want you to turn in your Bible to Mark 11, 23 and 24, and I want you to look under the new covenant that Jesus has given us, the promises He's given to His obedient children. Now, this is when you really read this, and I had to read these verses over and over and over and over before they became a revelation to me. This verse is so powerful. I mean, you can't read this like a novel. You got to read this like this is written to you. God is speaking to you and me, and He's telling us what we can do. These are the principles that we're going to go ahead into maturity as children of God. Get a hold of this. This is just the beginning of this. Jesus said, "Have the God kind of faith," or "have faith in God." Did He not say that? So, what does it take? Faith in God. If you have the God kind of faith, or you're able to step out of yourself and step into the God kind of faith, then these principles He's going to show you will work for you. He tells you that you can speak to a mountain and command the mountain to move from here into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, He says that mountain will obey you. Then He says, therefore, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.